Good morning.
Good morning.
We're up to question 54, the second commandment, and the question is, what is the second commandment? And it says, the second commandment is, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. And the next question, 55, what is required in the second commandment? The second commandment requireth the receiving, observing, and keeping pure and entire all such religious worship and ordinances as God hath appointed in his words, in his word. Question 56, what is forbidden in the second commandment? The second commandment forbiddeth the worshiping of God by images, or any other way not appointed in his word. And the classic example of this commandment is the golden calf. The last question I'm going to cover this morning is 57. What are the reasons annexed to the second commandment? The reasons annexed to the second commandment are God's sovereignty over us, his propriety in us, and the zeal he hath to his own worship. So why does God care about what we might build with our hands, or what we might serve or give authority or obedience to? Why does God care? I'd like to zero in on one key word in the second commandment. And that is that God is a jealous God. When we think of this word, it's often given a bad connotation. We might think of, for example, teenagers who are jealous over someone who has more friends than they have. We might think of a coworker who got a promotion that we thought we should have gotten. Or we might even think about someone who has spiritual gifts that we really admire and wish we had. We could be jealous about those things. So a definition of jealous that I found, it says to be inflamed, to be red. We know that God is not lukewarm, so that fits. Applied to a warm, violent affection of the mind, either for or against anyone. So when we think about jealousy, there's two ways to be jealous, for or against anyone. So when we think about being our jealousy, or human jealousy, it's a jealousy of. But when God is jealous, he is jealous for. So some examples of what God is jealous for. From Joel chapter 2, verse 18, God is jealous over the land. It says, then will the Lord be jealous for his land. From Zechariah chapter 1, verse 14, we know that God is jealous for his people. So the angel that communed with me said unto me, cry thou, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. God has a number of names, a number of different names that help us understand who he is and describe him. And I find it very intriguing that one of his names is jealous. From Exodus 34, verse 14. For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. So turning this around to think not from our perspective of when we're jealous of something, that's using our perspective, to think of God's perspective, how could we be jealous in a way that God is jealous? So for those examples I gave, for teenagers who are jealous of someone having more friends than them, from God's perspective, God might think, well, I wish they had more, even more than they already have, and better friends. For someone who gets a promotion, we're tempted to be jealous of them. We could think, I wish they would have gotten even a better promotion. And for someone who's jealous of another's spiritual gifts, we could think, I wish they had even more spiritual gifts. Let's pray. Dear Father, I thank you for your word, a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. And God, I thank you. Thank you that you share who you are, and you share your names with us, and one of which is jealous. We thank you, Lord, that you are jealous for us, because you want even better things for us. You want even more and better friends. You want even more and better jobs. You want more and better spiritual gifts for us. And we thank you that you are jealous for us. And we pray, Lord, that we would not be lukewarm, but that we would be on fire for you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.